Hello, everyone. Welcome to our podcast today. This is Eric Johnson, the brand.
And Coach Aaron, the source.
Aaron, good morning. Good morning to you. Hey, we got this subject today that's come up quite frequently to a lot of athletes playing a lot of sports during the spring. And that is, how do you confront a coach when you deserve playing time? You're not sure how to talk to him, what to say. When do you speak up, Aaron?
Yeah, that's a good one. Most of my athletic career has been in a single individual athlete sport. But I do remember those times when I was playing baseball,
right,
and soccer and yeah, wondering, hey, when am I going to get in? What's that perfect time to approach the coach, or do you approach the coach? And now that we're in season, I'm sure that kids are wondering, hey, when am I going to get my break?
Right.
But actually, to be honest, when I was in college in track, not everyone got to go to every meet. So there was actually times in college, especially my freshman year, that I had to say, hey, coach, when are you going to put me in? it's a delicate situation, I guess. One, and this is probably coming from left field, probably not what you expect me to say, is first, you got to have an honest assessment of yourself. Do you deserve to be in? Have you done the work that, have you put forth the effort and the work that has bought you that opportunity? Or are you one of those athletes who just kind of checks in at practice, doesn't hustle, does the bare minimum? I'd say do that self-assessment first, and it'll do two things. One, it'll tell you whether or not you really should do it. And two, it'll arm you with the ammunition that you have to state your case. You can say, hey, coach, I've been here every day. I've been involved in everything. I've done the extra work. I'm working hard. These have been my results in practices. I really want that opportunity. What do I need? And maybe the way you phrase it is differently. Not why aren't you putting me in, but say, hey, coach, what do I need to do so that I can be in? So that you'll play me, so that you'll give me the opportunity to prove myself. I think that's the best way to frame it. Because if you say, coach, well, I've been doing this, I've been doing that, and why haven't you put me in? I'm better than this guy over there. I don't think that's going to sell much. So,
right.
Those are some of my initial thoughts.
Aaron, thinking about this subject over the last 2 weeks, I think that wasn't out of left field, by the way. I think that was like the truth, and knowing and understand honest assessment and the way you phrased it, coach, what do I need to do better to improve to maybe get an opportunity to play? Phrasing it correctly is crucial. Most athletes, Aaron, when either I hear from their parents or I hear from them, I always ask them, why do you think you should play?
Be ready to answer that. Exactly.
Why do you think you should play? Because I'm going to spin it around. And even though I'm their trainer or coach, in summer or whatever, I'm going to come at it with them with a kind of a dialogue as if I'm their coach. Why should you play? Tell me all the things that, you're doing, or how would you talk to your coach? Kind of have a little back and forth with them so they can practice it. Because I think a lot of kids are nervous to talk to their coaches, Aaron.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They're not sure how to speak to them or what to say. And I think phrasing it correctly and really, I want to help the team win games, And that's another thing. I think when players aren't playing, they have a tendency, Aaron, to, maybe sulk a little bit. Why not try to uplift your teammates, so the coach sees that and knows that you are a team player?
Right.
Because a lot of times guys just kind of either sulk or look down or don't want to look the coach in the face. How do you present yourself to the coach on a daily basis at practice? Hey, coach, how you doing today? Hey, have a good evening. Those are the first things. Speak to your coach. Coach, how you doing today? You have a good day? Great. That's it. You're not kissing butt. You're saying, hey, you're recognizing them. Then afterwards, coach, have a good evening. See you later. That's it. And then, again, important, are you putting in the work? Mm-hmm. Are you staying after practice? Are you staying after practice to do the extra things? Are you asking coach, can I get some extra work? Right. Can you help me with this? Because I'm struggling with this. Can we spend 10 minutes on this after practice? So, you know, those kind of things of explaining and understanding what is going on is better than, hey, I should be playing. I'm better than that guy. I don't think you ever say I'm better than that guy or I'm better than that girl. They're not that good. I was better than them before. Don't say that. I think you're really putting yourself at a very selfish position, you know, and that's not going to get you back into a lineup or in a coach's good graces.
Right. Well, you know, again, and if you do come at the coach that way, be ready for an answer. Be ready for the answer, because you might not like it. You may not agree with it, but you might not like it. And usually, you know, if it's a fair coach, he's going to have a reason. And he's going to say, well, hey, this kid is doing this kid is doing that. Take that information and say, okay, that's part of probably what I need to do. But another thing you touched on that I liked is there's an emotional aspect to it that you have to disconnect yourself from. You can't be all worked up about it and let this fester and then, you know, come at the coach coming in hot.
Mm-hmm.
You can't. You've got to. And this goes into the other thing I was going to talk about is the timing of it. Ooh. You know, you can't come in hot, you know, so kind of separate yourself from it. Choose your words wisely, but also choose the timing wisely.
I like that.
It shouldn't be, you know, a confrontation in front of the other athletes. And the middle of practice, it shouldn't be, you know, definitely not at a competition venue.
Right.
You should pick a time and place, say, hey, coach, I'd like to have a meeting with you. When's the best time to meet? You know, I'd like to discuss my participation in this team and what's a good day for you. You may elect to have your parents there, but again, I think if the parents are there, they just need to be there for emotional support. They should not be your attorney.
You know, I like that.
You're right. Attorney for the defense, you know. No, they should just be there for some moral support, but they really, you know, if you put your case together, you shouldn't need that, you know.
Right.
And maybe they just sit outside the room or whatever, but you don't want to get into this whole cycle of going back and forth and blaming and that sort of thing. And not to say that parents are going to do that, but I think a coach will respect you more when you sit down with them face to face and do that. And it's also good practice, because this may not be the first time you experience this. You're going to also have to learn to do this when you're talking to coaches, when you're getting recruited, getting scouted. So it's not a bad thing. And it's just something everyone goes through in life. Whether you're going to sit down and talk to your boss about, I'd like to get a raise.
Right.
You know, I'd like to take some time off and these are my reasons why, or whatever it is, but it's good practice. And, you know, it'll be uncomfortable. Like, you know, a lot of those conversations tend to be,
right.
But as you start to do it more and you get confidence in one, you have your case and your words in your mind, I think it becomes easier to have that conversation. And understand, it may not go your way.
Right.
There are coaches that have their own reasons and they're gonna stand behind them. And there are coaches that are unreasonable, but if you have that conversation, you find that out and you know where you stand, and then you know what moves you need to make going forward.
Well, you know, I caution parents out there that, you know, don't just call the coach right away and say, why is my son playing, or get the athletic director involved and say, hey, we got to have a meeting because this is not right. You know, those things don't always seem to help the athletes. I think the athletes end up going in what I call a downward spiral, because say, for instance, in this situation, you do that and next thing you know, the coach and the athletic director just like, I don't want to deal with that parent. That's one way they might say. Or the other way would, okay, put them in and we're going to expose that athlete right there and see what they do. And then they say that was your chance. Yeah. So parents, I tell you from a strategy standpoint, let your athlete talk to the coach. That's the first thing. And present it in a way that's not threatening, but a way where you can get some information, where you can make a solid decision, whether you like it or not. Now, after that's happened, can you handle the truth, number one? And then the second thing, what if it doesn't go your way? How are you gonna deal with it? Like, if it doesn't go, like, you know, you say all those things, you do it, and then you're still not playing. What are you going to continue to do? And what is your attitude going to be as you move forward? Because that could go on the whole season, you know? So I think that's important. And then the second thing, parents, don't bring into your, if you're in a club ball, don't bring like, well, my club ball coach said this, or the moment is the moment. Don't go back and say, well, this is that. Be wary of that. I think that's a way to alienate yourself going forward in the athlete's career at that high school too.
Yeah.
So I think you need to be careful, you know, how you do those things. But I think the interesting thing to me, Aaron, is if you don't hear what you like to say, what are you going to do to keep improving your skills? How are you going to continue to get your repetitions in during that season when you're not playing in? There's a good chance you won't play. What is your attitude going to be? And how are you going to be a champion of moving forward? That's so important, because sometimes these conversations don't go the way we like them to go.
Yeah.
And I always tell athletes this, is that if you get in that situation, this is one of those times as an athlete, and I bring up Michael Jordan, you know, I bring up those athletes that didn't make their JV basketball team. And then look, he went on to be arguably the greatest basketball player ever to live.
Right.
You know, and tell them about, it's not always peaches and cream. Mm-hmm. It's your resilience that allows you to move forward. And what are you learning from this situation? Because you're going to play for different types of people who are coaching you or mentoring you, and you have to learn how to deal with that. And I think that's important, you know, to understand, how are you going to move on if it doesn't go your way?
And that leads me to, you have that conversation and it doesn't go your way. Then I really say, you know, give things time and see if things change, because you don't want to have a knee-jerk reaction,
right?
And so you want to be careful, and you don't always want to burn bridges either, because again, if it's a high school scenario, well, you got to live in that house the next 3 or 4 years, you know.
Well, yeah.
And so depending on obviously how tight all the coaches are, that now can follow you if it's a bad conversation, and then you can kind of get labeled problem athlete, problem parent. But with that said, I don't want that to deter you from standing up for yourself, because there are coaches who, you know, we all know they have favorites, or they're not
right.
That great at identifying talent. Mm-hmm. And so you've got to maybe make some hard decisions. And I always say this, but you know, sometimes you have to pull that ripcord or that ejector seat and say, okay, what are my other options outside of baseball or outside of high school ball? And that might be the nuclear option, but it's a reality of sports. And
right.
I always want people to keep their eye on the horizon of their athletic career, not just what's in front of them. I mean, you're always dealing with the moment, but what you do in the moment also affects your trajectory later on in your career. So, you know, you don't want to cut off your nose to spite your face, but you also want to make sure you're positioning yourself to achieve the goals that you're trying to achieve. And so you've got to reconcile all of that and make your decision. And there's no foolproof decision. But if you make a mistake, redirect. It's nothing wrong. You know, we all make those decisions. I've made decisions in my athletic career that I look back now and I'm just like, God, you're an idiot, Aaron. But
right.
I only knew what I knew back then,
right.
You know?
Right.
And So that's just part of life, and that happens. You're going to have regrets. Yeah. But I say, look at the long-term course that you're charting for yourself and make sure you're staying true to that. That should be the overriding factor, regardless of what is happening at that particular season in that particular moment.
Well said, Aaron. And that really just wraps us up today. So sports fans out there, thanks for listening to us, The Brand and The Source. And this is Coach EJ, The Brand.
And Coach Aaron, The Source. We'll see you.